Answers Magazine, Volume 13.1, page 45, Bible and Culture Quick Takes. Boy Scouts? Girls can now be Boy Scouts. In 2017, the ultra-liberal National Organization for Women urged the Boy Scouts of America, BSA, to allow girls to join. The women's organization cited the story of a 15-year-old New York City girl, Sydney Ireland, who wanted to be an Eagle Scout like her brother. Ireland told NBC News, "I think girls should have the opportunity to be a member of any organization they want, regardless of gender." The BSA conducted two nationwide surveys and found many parents were interested in enrolling their daughters in the program. "We believe it is critical to evolve how our program meets the needs of families interested in positive and lifelong experiences for their children," said Michael Sarbaugh, chief executive of the BSA. Although the BSA has never been officially Christian, it has stressed morality since its inception. This includes acknowledging the clear difference between men and women, Genesis chapter 1, verse 27. But the BSA moved far from its roots when it allowed openly gay boys and leaders, as well as transgender boys, into the program. With the admission of girls, the organization has abandoned the very meaning of its name. There is nothing wrong with an organization including both genders, but scouting organizations already exist to serve girls. And this move seems to be motivated by more than being inclusive. I think it's a good thing, in that the Boy Scouts have a long history of discrimination, now President Tony Van Pelt told CNN, and they're taking action. It appears that our politically correct culture has taken yet one more step toward erasing traditional programs designed specifically to train boys to develop manly traits. Our generation has adopted the attitude of the Israelites in the days of Judges, when everyone did what was right in his own eyes. Judges chapter 17, verse 6.
Eliminating Down Syndrome. Last year in Iceland, only 2 children were born with Down syndrome. Does that sound like a cause for rejoicing? Geneticist Kari Stefansson, founder of Decode Genetics, exulted, "My understanding is that we have basically eradicated Down syndrome from our society. There is hardly ever a child with Down syndrome in Iceland anymore." Contrary to how it sounds, Iceland's geneticists haven't cured Down syndrome. They are simply not allowing most Down babies to be born. It is not a genetic breakthrough, but eugenics, killing unwanted babies by abortion. In Iceland, where doctors are required by law to inform expectant mothers of their right to explore other options, almost 100% of those carrying a baby with Down syndrome choose abortion. Iceland may stand out for its horrific effectiveness in killing all babies with this disease, but other countries aren't far behind. Approximately 90% of expectant mothers in the United Kingdom who receive a positive diagnosis for Down syndrome choose to abort. In the U.S., the number is 67%. Without God's word, the Bible, which gives value to all human life, including the unborn, people are left to their own judgment. Without an inherent right to life, it becomes easy to devalue Down syndrome babies simply because they might be a burden to the parent. But God makes it clear that every child, regardless of disabilities, is equally valuable, created in God's image and for His purposes. Exodus chapter 4, verse 11, Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5, and Psalm 139, verse 13. And God blesses all who value life. Natural disasters. God getting His revenge? From violent hurricanes smashing into Texas, Florida, and Puerto Rico, to large-scale earthquakes rocking Mexico, and forest fires destroying whole communities in California, it seems you can't turn on the news without hearing about another disaster. Some well-known Christians are saying this is God's special judgment on the earth. Conservative Christian pastor John McTernan, for example, said, "God is systematically destroying America out of anger over the homosexual agenda." But is God really causing these storms to get back at us? We need to be careful. In Luke chapter 13, verses 4 and 5, Jesus addresses this question. Speaking of a disaster where a falling tower killed 18 bystanders, he asks, "Do you think that they were worse offenders than all the others who lived in Jerusalem? No, I tell you. But unless you repent, you will all likewise perish." As severe as some recent disasters seem, huge natural disasters have always been common in human history. The Black Death, for example, killed perhaps half of Europe's population. We need to be very careful not to apply inspired prophetic judgments clearly decreed for a specific time or people to modern conditions. By misusing the Bible to speak on things it doesn't, we can bring the Lord's name into disrepute to our own shame. Because of Adam's sin in the Garden of Eden, we all live in a fallen, cursed world and share the consequences. Natural disasters are part of that curse. Instead of looking for someone to blame, we should look at ourselves. As sinners, we all deserve judgment. But God loved the world so much, He sent His Son to offer salvation to those who believe. Although our current physical bodies die, if we repent and trust Him, we will not perish, but have eternal life. John chapter 3, verse 16.
Atheists believe other atheists are immoral. Atheists like to stress that belief in religion isn't necessary for morality. So pollsters were surprised when they found that atheists generally believe atheists are more likely to do bad things than Christians are. A study published in Nature Human Behavior surveyed more than 3,000 people in 13 countries, including China, the Netherlands, the US, and India. Their religious beliefs ranged from Christian to Buddhist, Muslim, and atheist. Each person read a story about a serial killer who killed and mutilated 5 people. They were then asked if the person was an atheist or believed in a higher power. The study found that people of every religious belief, including atheists, were about twice as likely to assume that the serial killer was an atheist. This does not prove that atheists are more evil or sinful than anyone else, but what is striking is that even atheist respondents were more likely to judge the killer an atheist. Apparently, they intuitively sense that atheism does not offer a solid basis for morality, despite their rhetoric.